Reggie, you've had some personal experience with texting and driving, and it was an unpleasant experience. What happened there?
When I was 19 years old, I was living at home with my parents, and I left for work one morning, and I was texting and driving, and coming the other way was two men, and I went across the center line, and I hit their car, and both men were killed on impact. And something that I think about every day, and I regret it every single day.
This was how long ago?
It'll be 8 years in September. It was in 2006.
The one thing I remember from having a traffic accident where nobody died, you still remember every moment like it was in slow motion, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, 8 years later, I'll still, you know, hear tires screaming and glass breaking. And it just, some days it feels like it happened yesterday.
As you look back on that, and now you try to talk to people, especially young people, about texting or other distractions while they're driving, what is your message to them? What do you try to hammer home to them?
You know, a couple things. One, that, you know, driving distracted using your phone, it's not worth it. I mean, you know, everyone thinks they're the exception. But if you use your phone when you drive distracted, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. And, you know, also, it can wait. All your messages, everything that you have, they're not worth someone's life. So, you know, I was 5 minutes away from my job. I was 5 minutes away from work. I wish every single day that I would have waited 5 minutes to text my friend. And I didn't, and I regret that.
When we're young, we all feel like we're 18 and bulletproof, and then we wake up to reality. And I imagine that accident was a real wake-up call for you.
Yeah, I mean, the unfortunate thing is I had to learn the hard way, and no one else has to. You know, you know that I was 19. I thought that I could do anything. I didn't ever think that I would hurt anyone, and I did. And, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about it.
Whereabouts was that accident?
It was just outside of Logan, Utah.
Okay. You'll be speaking with the students at Wisconsin Rapids. I imagine that they all have some questions for you. Do you get a lot of questions when you go out and talk about texting and driving?
Yeah, I do. You know, we have a pretty good impact on kids, and, you know, some of the questions I get a lot are about the families and, you know, kind of my relationship with them 8 years later, and it's a growing relationship. They've shown a lot of forgiveness, and, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at doing what I'm doing without them and without their support.
So you've had some contact with the other families then?
Yeah, I have. In fact, you know, one of the man's daughters, her name's Megan, and me and Megan have become pretty close. We're friends. You know, her and her husband just moved over to Germany, but we keep in touch often, and, you know, it's a very good relationship. It's good for me, and hopefully it's as good for her as it has been for me. It helps me kind of, you know, like I said, it motivates me, but also knowing that I have their support, it, you know, strengthens what I'm able to do.
Anything you'd like to add today?
You know, just be cautious behind the wheel. It's, you know, driving's a privilege, and, you know, some of these distractions that we have are not worth it. They're absolutely not, and you don't want to live the rest of your life in regret over an accident that was preventable.
Last question's easy one, if I can use your voice on radio and the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
There we go. With that.